School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
With the Dobbs decision, where the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, many people assume that abortion has ended, and especially that in Florida, with a governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican governor who says he's pro-life, a Republican legislature that says they're pro-life, many people assume that the preborn are protected in our state. Sadly, nothing could be further from the truth. What is happening right now in the state of Florida is that the state of Florida is becoming a haven state for abortion. It's becoming a state where women are traveling from Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and some other surrounding states where abortion is either illegal or where it's happening in rare circumstances. They're traveling to Pensacola, to Jacksonville, to Orlando, to Miami, to pay an abortionist to rip their baby's arms and legs off and crush their baby's skull before removing their baby daughter or son from the womb. We are in a state. This is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time to protect every innocent human life, to abolish abortion and protect every innocent human life. There are people that prior to Roe's reversal were telling us that they are with us in principle. We believe that every innocent human life should be protected, they would say. But we don't believe we can win at the Supreme Court. Well, now we've won at the Supreme Court. And we welcome those who have said that in the past to actually join us in fighting to protect every innocent human life. But now that we've won at the Supreme Court, and that reason or possibly excuse is gone, we're starting to hear some other things. Well, we want to see polling numbers that show that we can win. We want to see millions of dollars in a bank account so that there can be ads that would convince people to vote for an amendment to protect innocent human life. And we've heard people say, well, in the past, there's been multiple amendments, and we really need one amendment that we can get behind. And certainly, there have been multiple amendments in the past. In fact, with Personhood Florida, we have had an amendment, the right to all persons recognized and protected. And the language of it says, reads this, the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. And we've had that petition out for a few election cycles. And sadly, we haven't been able to collect enough petition signatures to get on the ballot. Well, this last election cycle, there was another group that had an amendment. They were called the Human Life Protection Amendment, or that's what the amendment was called. And the language of that was all human beings have a right to life regardless of age, illness, or disability when there is a detectable heartbeat. Now, we respected, in fact, we were actually out petitioning at many events with people collecting petition signatures for the Human Life Protection Amendment. And we admired their organization. We admired their the way they presented themselves. We admired the tools and the techniques that they used. But we couldn't get behind this amendment because it based the protection of human life on a biological biological event or a biological capability of having a heartbeat. And we believe that every human life should be protected because we're created in God's image. But now there's an opportunity. The Human Life Protection Amendment, actually, the people that headed that up got with person in Florida. And over the past several weeks, we worked on ballot language that we can agree on and they can agree on. And we actually came up with new language, and this is called the Human Life Protection Amendment. The ballot summary says this: an amendment recognizing the God-given right to life of the preborn individual defines preborn individual as a person, as a preborn human person at any stage of development, affirms that life-saving procedures to save the life of a mother shall not be construed as a violation when accompanied by reasonable steps to save the life of the preborn individual. To be added to the Declaration of Rights under Article 1 of the Florida Constitution, which already gives every human being, already says that we all have a right to enjoy and defend life. You hear that? We have in this state the right to enjoy life. That means we have the right not only to life, but to have a happy life. But we also have the right to defend life. So what better opportunity and what better time is there than now to actually work to protect every innocent human life? You see, in the state of Florida last year, we had about a 1% increase in our population, but we had a 5% increase in abortion. This year, I shudder to think. By the way, we had about almost 80,000 babies killed by abortion in our state last year. More preborn children were killed by abortion in the state of Florida than people died of heart attacks or cancer or any other disease. This is by far the most pressing need of our culture right now. This is the civil rights issue of the day. In fact, this is really a civil rights issue that is greater even than slavery. As horrible as slavery was, we weren't killing, we weren't shedding the blood of the innocent. And that's what's happening in our country. Over 66 million preborn children have been killed by abortion. And God calls for us to defend the innocent. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 10 through 12, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. In other words, when you're at a time where you need to act, where you need to stand, where you need to speak, where you need to defend the innocent, if you fail to do so, if you faint in that day, your strength is small. We need to rise up. We are at a time in history where we need to rise up. We need to abolish abortion. We need to protect every innocent human life. Verse 11, deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. So we are to deliver. In some translations, this word actually means is translated rescue those who are drawn toward death. And I believe in the Living Bible, it says rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. So deliver those. Now, this word in the Hebrew, this word that's used, that's translated sometimes as deliver, sometimes as rescue, this is in the Strong's Concordance. This is word 5337. it is loon, nostal. Nostal is how it's pronounced. It's a primitive root that means to snatch away, whether in a good or bad sense, at all. Defend, deliver, escape, without fail, part, pluck, preserve, recover, rescue, rid, save, spoil, strip, surely, take out. And this word is actually the same word. If you recall, when David and his men went out to war one time, and then while they were out at the battle, there were raiders that came into the camp and took everything that they had left at the camp, including their wives and their children. And, you know, when David and his men came back to the camp and they realized that what had happened, the Bible says that they went and delivered their wives. They went and delivered their children. They went and recovered them. They went and actually rescued them. They brought them back. This is the same word that is being used here. God, there are innocent human beings that are being led toward the slaughter. They are stumbling to the slaughter. They are being drugged to the slaughter. You may have even seen the video of a suction abortion where the suction tube is pulling at the amniotic fluid and pulling toward the baby toward it, and the baby is swimming as hard as it can to get away from this suction tube, but the suction tube wins, and the suction tube rips the baby into a thousand pieces, and the baby is killed. These children are innocent. There's nothing that they have done that deserves death, and yet they are being killed, and we are being told that we need, God is calling us to rescue them, to deliver them, to hold them back from the slaughter. In verse 12, it says, if you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your souls, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deed? And there are some today that might say, well, hey, I didn't know this was happening. And as my mom would have said when I was growing up, baloney. We know this is happening. Everyone knows that abortion is happening. Everyone can readily know. In fact, I know that not everyone uses the Yellow Pages today, but in the Yellow Pages age, you could open up the Yellow Pages, and they still exist, by the way. I've seen them in a few homes. I haven't seen one. We don't have one in my home, but I've seen them in a few homes. You can actually open up the Yellow Pages, and you can go to the abortion section, and you can find where it's happening. You can see the number of the person. If you make a call and you ask the right questions, you can actually even find out when you should go to get an appointment for an abortion. So you can actually find, anyone can find this out. And today it's even easier than it was in the Yellow Pages day, because almost everyone has a smartphone, has a tablet, has access to the internet, and can actually search for abortion clinic. We can find out where they are. We can actually watch on YouTube videos of what an abortion is. We can see that it is shedding of blood, that human beings are being killed. It is plain. It is clear. It is something that there is no reason for, no excuse for ignorance on this. We also can find out, like I said, readily find out when abortions are happening, and God is calling us to rescue them. We can't say, God, we didn't know, because God is the one that knows, and he weighs the hearts. He can actually examine us. He can see. He knows that we have, that we should have known. This is something that every one of us should have known. And so God will judge us whether we whether we protect innocent human life or not. The Bible also speaks to this issue in Psalm 82, where God commands us to defend the fatherless. Psalm 82, we'll read the entire psalm, a psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. So here God is standing in the congregation of the mighty. What are we thinking about here? We're thinking about the church. We're thinking about the courts. We're thinking about the legislature here. We're thinking about those who have the ability to defend innocent human life, but have failed to do so. God judges among the gods. He says, how long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? How long are you going to allow the wicked to slay innocent human life, to kill innocent human life? Verse 3, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Defend the poor and fatherless. Now, these children are very much like fatherless. In fact, they have a biological father, but in many cases, not in every case, but in many cases, their biological father is pressuring or exerting force, sometimes even at gunpoint, to his girlfriend, or maybe just the woman that he shacked up with for one night, to actually have an abortion. And he is actually paying for his own offspring to have their arms and legs ripped off and their skull crushed. He is actually paying for this abortion. He is encouraging his own offspring to be killed. And how about the poor here? You know, the Bible actually says that a man will give anything for his life. A man will give anything for his life. The poorest person in the world is a person that's having their life being robbed from them, their life being taken from them. You could even be rich. You could be wealthy. Your family could be rich and wealthy. But if your life is taken from you, none of that matters. The Bible here says, do justice to the afflicted and needy. So we ask, are the preborn children that are being killed by abortion, are they afflicted? Of course they're afflicted. Are they needy? Do they need our help? Of course they need our help. We need to stand. We need to uphold biblical values. We need to protect innocent human life. He says in verse 4, deliver the poor and needy and free them from the hand of the wicked. So we are to actually not just stand back and say, well, it's a terrible thing what they're doing to those preborn children. I would never do that to my baby. Some people I've even heard talk to one woman that was a dog breeder, and she said, I wouldn't even do that to one of my dogs. Yet this is happening today, and it's not good enough to just say, oh my, it's terrible that this is happening. God hasn't said it's bad that those people out there is doing it. God has called for you. He's called for me to defend innocent human life, to deliver the poor and needy, to rescue them, to protect innocent human life. He's calling for us when we see injustice happening. He's calling for us to stand up and right the wrong. It's not enough to just say it's bad what they are doing. God has called for us to defend the innocent. He's called for us to deliver the poor and needy, to free them from the hand of the wicked, to actually intervene on behalf of the preborn children. to deliver them from the hand of the wicked. And make no bones about it. The abortionist who, through a suction machine, or through a scalpel, or through forceps, or through saline that burns the baby's skin until the baby dies, or through chemicals that causes the mother to actually go into a miscarriage, forces the mother to go into delivery, and knowing that the baby will be killed in this instance through this harsh delivery, the mother will actually deliver her own dead baby sitting on a toilet very often in her own home. Those who do this practice, who commit this practice, are evil. The Bible says that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. It doesn't say that he dislikes them. It doesn't say that he's angry that this happened. It says that he hates not just the act, he actually hates the hands that shed innocent blood. The people, the abortionist, who are taking innocent human life, are wicked. In fact, the parents, very often in most situations, certainly there are cases where women are pressured into it, but still, and there are cases where the father is fighting for his baby, but still, there is a situation here where we need to realize that making a decision to pay someone to kill your offspring is evil. This is wicked. And God is calling us to deliver the innocent from the hands of the wicked. And verse 5, they do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are gods. All of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. And so even those who are mighty, even those who are powerful, even those who are leaders of our nation, leaders of our state, and leaders in the church who know and have an obligation to defend innocent human life, even those who have the authority and the ability to do something and fail to do so, even those will die like men and face a God who will judge the living and the dead. In verse 8 it says, arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. And that is our call today, first of all, to deliver the innocent, and also to pray that God would judge the earth and that he would inherit the nations. And we know that there is coming a day where he will judge the earth and he will inherit the nations. God is calling for us to do something. And what you can do right now today is, first of all, if you have participated in abortion, either by being an abortionist, by working in an abortion clinic, or by actually being a mother or a father of a baby that was aborted, you need to ask God to forgive you. God is a God that is a loving God. He is a God that is a forgiving God. Abortion is a terrible sin against God and against the preborn. It's even a sin in many cases. It harms, and there are women going throughout life and men going throughout their life that are bearing the guilt of knowing that they participated in the death of their preborn child. Let me tell you something. You don't have to bear that guilt anymore. You can lay that guilt at the foot of the cross. You can cry out to God. You can ask God to forgive you of your sins. And God is faithful and just to do so. The Bible says the blood of Jesus can wash away your sins. And so we need to repent of our sins. Those who know that this is happening and maybe have not participated, but also haven't obeyed the command of God to deliver those who are unjustly sentenced to death, to stand up and to rise up, those, we all need to repent. Every single one of us falls into this category. None of us has done enough to protect innocent human life. Babies are still being killed in our land, and none of us has done enough. We all need to stand up. We all need to rise up. We need to repent of our sins, of our apathy, and also we need to actually work to deliver. Now, how can we deliver those who are unjustly sentenced to death? Well, there are many ways, but one of the ways is very simple. You can go to personhoodflorida.com. personhoodflorida.com. You can get access to this new petition, this new human life protection amendment. And you can actually, you want to do a few things here. You want to print the amendment. You want to sign it. You want to mail it in, and the address will be right on the petition itself. Share this with your friends as well. Get them to be involved. And if you can help collect signatures, that would be awesome. That would be great. Remember, God is calling us to defend innocent human life. He's calling us to deliver those who are unjustly sentenced to death. It's time that we rise up in this state, that we stop being a haven state for those who want to kill their children. We start protecting innocent human life and become a sanctuary for life in this state. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
School is back in session and Labor Day is right around the corner. The Bible says the hands of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. Also, God gives us the power to get well to establish His covenant. This Labor Day, reflect on the blessings we have in this country to be able to work hard and receive a reward for doing so. And if you're still in the workforce, thank God for the ability and opportunity to work.
Grace, You pursued us from the start.